Hey, this is Bex. I am joined by the author, Matt Haig. Hello!
Hi, Bex. Nice to be here.
Thank you so much for coming back to the studio.
No, I had to. It's always great fun.
Now, I've got to say, I love your brand new book.
Thank you.
So much. The Truth Pixie is out. I'm holding it right now. Listeners,
You are indeed holding it, though. It's nice to see you holding it.
Holding it at you.
Yes, exactly.
Tell us a little bit about The Truth Pixie, because she's a character from a previous book.
She is a character from a previous book, though. She's a character from my Christmas books, the first one being A Boy Called Christmas. But she, this is a totally sort of standalone book, and it is just her story. I wanted, because she was always my favourite character to write. You know, I write books for children and for grown-ups, and I never have more fun than when I'm writing about the Truth Pixie. The Truth Pixie basically is a pixie who's got a special condition where she can only tell the truth. So, you know, however much she might want to lie out of politeness or something, she has to tell the truth. So it gets her into all kinds of bother, because sometimes lies are a little bit useful and the Truth Pixie can't do it. But so this is a story about how the Truth Pixie learns to accept herself as a Truth Pixie, and how she also even manages to use her power of telling the truth to cheer up a rather little sad little human girl.
Oh, yes. Is it Ada or Ada, or how are you pronouncing it?
Ada. Okay. I think, yes. It's a real-life name from Finland, because it's set in Finland, which is kind of where Father Christmas lives in Lapland and all of that stuff. So Ada, yes, she's from Helsinki.
And in the book, I mean, telling the truth is a bit of a curse sometimes.
It is a massive curse. It's a massive curse, for instance, when a troll asks her what she thinks of him, because then she has to say what she thinks of him, and he's a big stinky troll. So she actually tells the truth about him and how he's not a very nice person because he stomps around and creates earthquakes and stuff. And also, like, if someone asks her how is she doing, what's her day like, how are you, Truth Pixie, she has to say how terrible she feels, or if she's having a bad, and she'll stand there for about 20 minutes telling the truth, because that's what she's got to do.
That is some people's worst nightmare, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly.
I guess I have to tell you, everything's awful. And also, at the nearer the end of the book, there is some really lovely advice.
Yeah, she basically, because she meets the girl who's having a bit of a bad time because, you know, this girl's moving house and she's got a poorly grandmother and various things going on. And she tells the girl that, yes, these are horrible things, but she also gives her some very, very good reasons to be cheerful about her future.
I've got to say, reading the book, I was like, I could use this advice. You must have a lot of grown-ups and adults who are going to read it being like, yes, please.
Yeah, well, I hope so. I mean, like all books, I mean, I know, like, when you have a book published, they have to decide whether it's a children's book or a grown-ups book, and obviously this is a children's book. But I think when you write your best books, you're kind of writing it for yourself, and I'm, like, 43 years old, so I'm a rather old child, but I'm still a child. But, yeah, I hope lots of people find it cheering.
And did you try it out on your kids?
I more than tried it out, yes. I even had editorial suggestions.
Oh, wow.
About it. My daughter, Pearl, who is now 9, but she was about 8 at the time, she said, oh, you need a talking rabbit in it, Dad. You've got to have a talking rabbit.
Obviously.
I said, why? Why specifically a talking rabbit? She says, talking rabbits make everything better. And she's kind of right. It was a good logic to it. So there's a talking rabbit. And and also got both of my children, Lucas and Pearl, to read it aloud, because it's a rhyming book. And if you get your rhymes wrong, it just sounds really clunky. So we had them read it lots.
Was it difficult to write a poetry book?
It was, but it's fun. It's fun doing a rhyming book. And also, yeah, so really, it's like a one big, long poem. And poems are fun. And it's fun trying to make it look like you're finding the right word rather than you're finding it just because it rhymes. I think that's a hard bit.
That's quite a skill, I think, isn't it?
Yeah, and you don't always get it right, but you have to sort of redo it and redo it and redo it until it sounds right.
Now, we should also mention you have your other 3 Christmas books as well.
I do, yes.
They're all finally out
here. Mr. Christmas. I am Mr. Christmas. They are A Boy Called Christmas.
Yes.
That was the first one. Then there's The Girl Who Saved Christmas. And then there's the brand new one, Father Christmas and Me.
So how are you finding being the King of Christmas?
It's very nice. I mean, often the weird thing is when you write a book, you're not necessarily writing it at the time it's set. So I wrote some of these books in like January and March, but it's quite nice on a grey day to be transported back to December the 25th.
And in Father Christmas and Me, it's all about the Easter Bunny kind of like battling
Easter
out.
Bunny. There's the Easter Bunny. We've got lots of elves. We've got the human girl, Amelia, a different girl, not Arda, Amelia, who is living with Father Christmas and the elves. And she's having to start elf school as well. So lots of fun things happen to her, realising that actually elf school is very different to human school.
Did you get a lot of input from your kids for that one as well? Basically, what I'm saying is, giving you the ideas, you just write them down.
Yeah, well, definitely. I mean, of all of these books, all of those Christmas books, were because a few years ago, my son Lucas asked me a question, and the question was, what was Father Christmas like as a boy? And that was the first book, A Boy Called Christmas. So it all came from one little question that my son asked me when he was 7.
And so now you've got all of these books out, I think perfect for Christmas, and also the most beautiful illustrations as well.
Chris, Mr. Chris Mould, absolutely. Yeah, he's stuck by me now for 4 books. So we've got, and I think, you know, it gets better book by book. So in Father Christmas and Me, and the Truth Pixie in particular, the illustrations, are, I think he's done his best ever. And he's absolutely brilliant, yes.
They perfectly match, definitely. Now, you've been in here before. I used to do a little quiz with you, Matt.
Oh, we're doing this again.
I'm afraid so, yeah.
Okay,
sorry.
I'll wind my brain up.
Okay, no, this quiz, because you've done my author quiz.
I have.
And last time you were here, I did a Christmas quiz for you. And I was
what
thinking.
What have we got now? Go on.
The Truth Pixie. I thought I'd do a truth or false.
Ah.
About
I
pixies.
See what you're doing.
You see, I've run with the theme.
This is great.
I've done some research.
Yes.
It's a simple 5 question.
Let's
you know,
do it.
It's fine. But I want to know true or false, basically. How much do you actually know about pixies? I'm going to hide the answers from you. Yeah, that's right.
Well, I'm going to fail my exams.
I don't know. Maybe we'll send you back to elf school. It's fine. Okay, first one. The folklore of pixies is thought to belong to Cornwall. True or false?
I'm going with true.
It is true, yes. There you go. I've eased you in gently. That's fine. Pixie comes from the Latin for pig's eye.
I'm going with false.
Yeah, correct. Made that up. It's possibly Swedish for little fairy. It's just testing you. Okay. Queen of Cornish pixies is called Joan the Wad.
Maybe.
I don't think so. There's not a maybe in true or false.
True.
True. Yes, it's true. Yes. She's officially the queen of the pixies. Maybe. Get on it from me, Matt Haig.
True, false, or maybe. It's my favourite game.
There's no winners, no losers. True or false? The official mascot of the pixie is the unicorn.
False.
That is false.
Yes.
Unicorn is the official mascot of Scotland. Not pixies.
Oh, there you go. Absolutely. You have plenty of unicorns in Scotland. So that's why I always love going up there.
And finally, there is a day called Pixie Day in June. True or false?
True.
True. Yes, it's true. Well done. It's reenacted every year. And they apparently, where it's reenacted, they capture the town bell ringer and they basically kidnap somebody in
the
village.
Oh, my goodness. Wow.
Because pixies are naughty, I guess.
Yes, they are. Can be quite mischievous, yes.
So luckily, none of that happening in your book.
Well, no, naughty things happen, but not that particular naughty thing. No.
So we should say The Truth Pixie is out pretty much right now. All good bookshops will have it.
It's out right now, yes. And I'm very pleased to say it is flying off the shelves with lots of pixies ordering it.
It is a beautiful book. I've read it and absolutely genuinely loved it. And we've also got all of your Christmas books as well as King
we
of Christmas.
We have indeed, yes. So, yeah. Christmas is all year round in our house, so yeah.
Brilliant. I'd love that. Thank you so much for popping by, Matt.
Thank you, Bex. That was amazing.
Thanks.